In Africa, the year 2003 brought progress toward democracy in Kenya. It brought the departure of President Charles Taylor of Liberia and a new government in the Democratic Republic of Congo. It was in many ways a year of success stories, but not for Zimbabwe. It was one of the worst years there since President Robert Mugabe came to power more than two decades ago. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports.
A lethal combination of disease, famine, and poor governance deepened the crisis in Zimbabwe in 2003. Inflation in what was once one of Africa's most prosperous nations soared to an all-time high of 600%. The value of the currency collapsed. Millions of impoverished Zimbabweans fled into exile in neighboring Botswana, Mozambique, and South Africa. And Zimbabwe became increasingly isolated this month when the 54-nation Commonwealth of former British colonies extended sanctions against the country. President Mugabe, angered by the punishment, declared there are other clubs Zimbabwe can join and quit the international body.
It's gone into economic free fall. I think we are witnessing the making of a major African tragedy.
Veteran Southern African author Alistair Sparks has written extensively about the political turmoil in Zimbabwe.
It is shedding people who can no longer afford to stay there. There are people with university degrees here in South Africa from Zimbabwe, working as gardeners and doing menial manual labor.
As inflation raced out of control, the government seized the foreign currency of exporting companies to pay for desperately needed fuel. Long gas lines continued to snake into gas stations across the country. One out of three adult Zimbabweans is infected with HIV, and the AIDS crisis showed no sign of abating in 2003. Zimbabwe also used to be the breadbasket of southern Africa, but over the course of the year, almost two-thirds of Zimbabwe's population was forced to rely on international food aid to survive. The country's agricultural system started to break down 3 years ago when President Mugabe began to seize large-scale commercial farms from whites and give small plots to landless blacks. The violent land redistribution program was highly controversial, but Mugabe hasn't tolerated much criticism. His leading political opponent, Morgan Tsvangirai, went on trial this year for treason and could face the death penalty if convicted. In September, the government shut down the Daily News, the only independently owned daily newspaper in the country.
The lies of Robert Mugabe, they don't want any truth.
Pius Nube, the archbishop of the second largest city in Zimbabwe, Bulawayo, refers to Mugabe's administration as a dictatorship that's suffocating its own people.
Everyone must dance to their tune, and the people must pretend that things are normal in Zimbabwe and everything is going well. They are such liars, these people. That's why they closed down the Daily News.
In 2003, life for ordinary Zimbabweans, Nube says, grew increasingly hopeless.
The AIDS crisis continues. Something like 500 people are dying a day in here because of AIDS. So the lot of the common man is much worse off, and what really worsens it is that there seems to be no light at the end of the tunnel.
Archbishop Nube refers to what's happening in Zimbabwe as scandalous and sinful. After 23 years of President Mugabe's reign, Nube is hoping that in 2004, Mugabe will give in to international pressure and step down. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, South Africa.